The Flintstones, 1960, Season 1, Episode 24. The Long, Long Weekend. We're pretty far out, Fred. Hope we don't run into the sea serpent. Sea serpent? Don't tell me you believe there are sea serpents. Why, they're just a silly old myth. Well, it could be, Fred. I heard stories, Fred. Got a bite, pull it in. Oh boy, this is a whopper. What did you catch, Bonnie? I think I caught a silly old myth. What did I do, Fred? What did you do? Throw him back, that's what. No, Dino, you can't do that. Go out till your daddy gets here. Hey, well, hi, Wilma. Hi, Betty. Come on in. Can't, thanks. I'll need you home any second. Just want to check with you. Are we going shopping tomorrow? Sure thing. Let's get an early start. What's with Dino? Every night, the same thing. Dino's Fred gets home exactly at 5 o'clock. Let him go at the Greek Fred. 5 o'clock, and here comes Fred. Okay, Dino's home. Say hello, go say hello. No, Dino, hold it, boy. Don't. Now stop it, Dino. Hear that, Dino? Stop it. It's embarrassing. All neighbours are looking. Now be a good boy, Dino. Put him back down easily in an easy chair. Every day he misses that chair. Think he does it on purpose. Dino wouldn't do that, would you, Dino? It's like Fred. Hi, Benny. Hey, Dino sure loves you. Benny loves you. You better belong to some good hospital plan. Anytime you want to give him away, we'll take him. No chance. Good night, Wilma. Good night, Betty. Any mail today, honey? Here's your friend. More bills and more ads. Bills and ads. That's all we ever get. I never get the letter from anyone. A shipwreck, sail on an island in the middle of the ocean. Get more notes and bottles than I get. You don't get letters unless you write. When was the last time you wrote a letter, Fred? I wrote a letter to my mother from Boy Scout. Camp. That was the last summer, believe me. I can't figure it out. All the guys I used to know, good close buddies, out every night together. I told them. Fellas might get married, won't change a thing. Well, we still chums around today together. Play cards at my house. My wife makes sandwiches for us. She's good old Joe. She's like one of the gang. What happened? Never heard a word from many of them. Think one of them, just one of them, would write. When I saw that old gang of yours, half of them never learned to write, never half can't read, set a big sign over the built wall. Oh yeah, they could all read. How else could they figure out this? Their racing forms? Hey, remember, this ad is for Gus Gravel. Who's Gus Gravel? He's one of the old gang I was just telling you about. He wants to make a touch. No, he doesn't. He wants to send a nice friendly form as he's running a hotel at Seashore. Seashore? Well, since you never take me to any place, no chance of running into him, which is good. Oh, yeah. Hey, wait a minute, Wilma. Try to start a 3-day weekend. Could go down to Gus Hotel. Could get, might give us a rate for old time's sake. We got no old times, Gus. What's his name? I don't even know him. He's the one with the girl gang. So keep it that way. And you could go again, judging people. Don't even know. It's a big trouble, Wilma. No, it isn't. The trouble is you and your way wolf. Wolf food down. Getting big all the time. The way I wolf food down. I come home after a hard day's work. I need some nourishment. She did again. What happened to what? Talk about. Every time a guy comes, he discusses something with his wife. Somehow he defends up defending himself or something else. They throw a you're a slow curve and a fast break. What are you talking about? Yeah, Gus Gravel needs to tell. After a wolf done with dinner, I'll give him a ring. That's the way it is, Mr. Gravel. I'll speak to you from the entire staff. Now, either you pay us or we'll all quit. Be reasonable, Harvey. I'm holding your money until the end of the season. So don't throw it away. Throw it around, submit her. We're walking out right now. Go find yourself some other pigeons. Oh, boy. Funny you didn't bet payroll in the fifth race. About them, I won't be able to handle a convention crowd coming this weekend. There's always a way out, I think positively. That's it, positive thinking. They did it. I'm positive ruined. Over hell, when a surf meets the rocks. Gus Gravel speaking. Hi, Smoothly. We used to call us Gus Smoothly, Wilma. It figures. It's our old friend. This is your old pal, Fred. Fred? Fred who? Fred Flintstone. Hi, lad. They used to call me Lard. Why not? How's the old married man? Great, just great. Shoo, I was just thinking of running down to your place. Big weekend. Do you think you could give the wife and I a special rate? Here's the end of the beautiful friendship. You can? Gee, that's swell. Real friend. By the way, my next door neighbour's wife. I've got plans. I bring them along. Can you get a rate too? Tell you what, Fred. You bring them along, it won't cost a cent. You be my guest. Gosh, we couldn't do that. We want to pay for something. For your own soap and towels at least. Okay, Smithy, the towels are free too. Goodbye, Fred. See you all this weekend. Boy, what a break. Yeah, could talk old Fatso Freddy into being my pigeon. If his friends are gullible as he is, got him into working for me. Be able to handle the convention after all. Old Smithy, got a name, but it fits. I'm still the old Smithy. Can't get it, Fred. Why do you give Betty and me a free vacation? I told you. The sweet, generous, lovable guy. There's a few of us left, you know. They don't sound right to me, but count me in. I love to go. Sure, I love to go, but Barney and I rather pay away. This gus person won't accept any money. He says it's all on the house, old time's sake. So I screw about a hotel owner. Won't take money, but I guess we nothing to lose. Except 3 days away from housework. No ironing, no cooking, no dishes, no cleaning. So in the morning, let's get start packing, right? Come on, Fred, let's get going. We got to check out this first. Great, Bunny. Dino at the vets. Fishing game, check. Bunny involves, correct, check. Ping pong set, check, and over me. Swim suits, check a doodle. Catcher's mat, check. Skin diving gear, check a red check. We're only going for 3 days. We're not going to compete in the Olympics. Don't want to spend the 3 days sitting here listening to the inventory. Okay, we had to do this. So we wouldn't forget anything. Now we're all set. See? What's the matter, Fred? I forgot the car keys. Women have no sense of humour. Fred Flintstone. Gross gravel boy, am I glad to see you? How you are, you fat son? You've changed a bit. How do you do it, Fred? How do you stay so young? Why, it says a lot. Gus had lift weights or bother. And he says he gets his lifting food in his mouth. Who are you, these two gorgeous old women? That's my wife, Wilma. Hello, Mr. Rubble. And Mrs. Barney Rubble, your neighbours. My neighbours, how do you do, man? Gus? How do you two guys rate such little girls? No wonder I never found the right girl to marry. And all the best ones are gone. Now I take the stuff up your rooms. You charge. So you're more comfortable. Run down the beach. I'll have a little lunch for you. How about you, that guy, Gus? What a sweet guy. You're working out great. Smoothly strikes again. This is a life, Betty. Sure, it has nothing to do but lie on the beach for 3 days. What are the poor people doing? Hey, you guys, last one in the world is rotten egg dodo egg. Fred, you hurt yourself. Careful, Fred. That's okay, he belongs for hotel hospital plan, you knew it. Hold on, Fred, I'm coming. It's all right, Barney. Yes, he's coming out of it now. What are you still standing around for? Let's have some fun, Fred. Can't stay in it for 5 minutes. 5 minutes? Well, four, we're going to be here for 3 days. Barney, how about going fishing? Okay, good on you, Fred. Maybe just catch a mermaid. Come on, Skipper, let's get going. Boy, this outboard motor's heavy. Pretty far out, Fred. I hope we don't run into sea serpents. Stephen, don't tell me you believe in those sea serpents. Why, it's just a silly old myth. Well, it may be, Fred, but I've heard stories. Fred, I've got a bite. Put it in. Oh, boy, this is a whopper. What did you catch, Bunny? I think I caught a silly old myth. What do I do, Fred? What do I do? Throw him back, that's what. Look out, Fred, you're rocking the boat. It's you knucklehead. Help, look, Betty, isn't that Fred and Barney? How could it be? They're fishing, not this. Will you repeat that, madam? Do not that part. You say you're two men in your room in the rowboat? Very well, we'll send the house detective to take care of two men. We'll have to take care of the rowboat yourself. Really? Never so intimate in my life. You're just lucky to be able to calm that woman down. Now, ever you were in trouble, or you'd sit quietly on the beach, Wilma's right, Fred. Let's just relax for a while. We're actually kidding, we're on vacation. You and I are going skin diving. Barney, these vacation athletes get me down. Where are they now? Here comes Fred. Where's Barney? There's Barney. It's just a couple of kids playing, ain't always playing games. The last time I go skin diving with this guy. Here comes Freddy's game. Time for me to go into my ex. Yeah, we're all tired, but nice dinner will snap us out of it. Let's see what old Smurvy has on the menu. Hi, Smooth. How about a little lunch? Hi, pal. You right? Hiya, Fred. What happened? You look terrible. I don't know how to tell you. I feel like a heel. Tell me what, pal? If I do people for a good time, my happens, my whole staff walks out of me. Too bad, Smithy. Thanks, Fed. Thanks, but I mean my job, not yours. I couldn't possibly ask you to help out. How about you? Yeah. Remember how the old gang used to help each other out the old days? Yeah. Now none of us have the old help out spirit anymore, have we, Fred? I got the old help out spirit, Smithy. Your troubles are all my troubles. Gee, Fred. Do you mean it? You bet I do. Here's the old gang friendship, prove it. Oh, Smithy has a tough break. So the old staff walked out of him. That does it, yeah. Get your packs. Get back, leave. Do you mean to tell me you would have leave this sweet, generous guy in his hour of need? How best you can get? You invited us here by three occasions. Red I welcome Matt, and then the minute he's in trouble, you want to desert him? Should be ashamed of yourself. I feel that like a heel. Me too. You ditto. Me too. You're right, Fred. We should help him. Yeah, Fred. What do? We offer to help. That's what? Of course, not so being kind of guy he is. I conscious one. Bother me by packing. Okay, talk to him. Let me leave. That's the spirit of Smithy. We're talking it over. If there's anything you can do to help, just name it. Gee, Fred, that's great. You'll be the chef, Bonnie. Could be the bellboy. Well, Betty could be the maids. Bless your little hearts. You turn true blue from through. Now, if you excuse me, I know you have to have a lot of work to do. So, Smithy won't set well help. I guess he doesn't want to help. I think he's refusing some vacation. I wanted to get away from house, but at least we don't have to do it for the cooking. Fred's got that department. Speaking of Fred, my idea that Smithy kept planning out this whole thing. Fred's a gullible. Said he help. Now we're stuck for 3 days. Thank goodness those only 4 of us. What is it, Wilma? Right, no, of course, recommendation. Must be 200 people pouring in that hotel. Go get Bonnie, I'll get Fred. We've got to get out of here. Roger, what a bomb. Bonnie? Well, Hardy, what's the idea? Idea is getting out of here. Let's see the cookbook. Yes. Says to fold in one dough egg. Okay, here it goes. But and I say it can't be done. Fred, get the gloop off your face. We're leaving. What do you mean leaving? Can't let old Smoothie move down. Old Smoothie let us down. He put the convention hotel is full of loyal water buffaloes. Maybe he wouldn't do anything like that. I've got the proof. Hey, Fred, make 350 donut burger, 200 onions. 150 double egg sandwiches, 223, 6 chilies omelets, 78 chicken livers, 285, 82 tuners of rye, hurry it up. Proof enough, I quit. Now, Fred, how can you do this to me? With all I've done for you, hey, Smoothly. Hello, you Imperial Grand Poop Bar. Well, it's a great play, pal. Got a hungry water of buffaloes, so 8 for grub. They're going to be a long wait. The cook just quit. And so did a maid, a bellboy. What will we do, Grand Pooh? Convention will be ruined. Nothing's ruined. We're nothing. We've got our wives in loyal order. What about us? What women's authority? Just care and mercy and make them do all the work. I'm good kidding. Look, boy, back home and nothing but a convention on Grand Exalted Peel Pooh Bar. I say go, boy, what power for one man to have. Yeah, stick around, friend. Might as well you join the club. Gee, thanks. This meeting will come into order. Imperial Exalted Grand Pooh Bar, World of Loyal Order of the Well Puffers. Now speak as held Exalted Great Pooh Bar. Amazing Bunny. Oh, it must be the kooky that his hat is wearing. Members of Women's Entry, the face of emergency. Hotel for quick. If they order the Women's Entry to save convention, pitching in and helping out. Group A will do the cooking, Group B will do the washing and dining. Group C will do the cleaning and dusting. I've spoken. Anything to say about your coat and pick in mind? What do you think we are, slaves? Coming vacations, Christus Maxus. Who do you think you are? Look, you're breaking it up chairs. Gee, I never saw a woman get so mad. Make way, friend. Consider yourself a new exalted ruler. After him, girls, he's out of order. And lobby, let's lynch him. Good idea. Come on, Bonnie, let's get out of here. If you see you with that hat on, you're dead. Bye. What a close call. We were lucky to get out there live. What do we do now, Fred? Go home. What else? Now hear this, you what two war buffaloes. Highness, the great leader is back. Going to speak. Two sports are coming to take us to a nice hotel where we can enjoy ourselves. Yeah. We don't want to cook, wash, or do any dishes. Caprice. Here, great exalted group part. And poo part. We obey, Your Highness. Yeah, if you know what's good for us. Come on, Wilma, open the door.